Wilco collapse, demand nationalization. Mike Cleverly, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. Many Wilco workers and shoppers will feel a nightmare repeating itself. Wilkinson's, the name and Tillera branding in 2018, took over many of the stores left empty by the collapse of Woolworths, which went bust following the 2008 financial crisis. Now, Wilco staff face the nightmare of redundancy as the business prepares to enter administration, if no buyer can be found. Wilco staff know that the owners paid themselves £2.25 million in dividends in the year to the end of January, and took another £750,000 in February. Last year Wilco closed 15 stores, and since 2021, 1,600 jobs have already gone, leaving about 12,400 potentially facing the dole queue. I regularly shop at my local Wilco store in Walthamstow, East London. I've noticed big gaps on the shelves for many months. Today the atmosphere was somber, gone were the friendly smiles after staff learned of the risk to their jobs on the news. An inquiry as to how the staff are taking the news was met with a shrug, "We can only wait and see." I also noticed extra management drifting about, and felt that staff were nervous about talking about their plight to customers like myself. Wilco distribution workers are represented by the GMB union, they will also lose their jobs, if the company goes under. Why should Wilco workers, whose hard work earned the payouts to the company's owners right up to February this year, be the ones to pay? The Socialist Party campaigns, wherever bosses say they need to get rid of hard-working staff, for companies to open the books to trade union inspection. To see where the money has gone and how the networks and buildings could be put to use to save workers' jobs. If a buyer is found that demands shops are shut, and workers lose their jobs, we support workers organizing and fighting to save their livelihoods. And, if not, the company should be nationalized, and put in the hands of workers themselves to be democratically run.